On May 22, 2020, at about 11:30 p.m., Juneau police officers contacted 40-year-old Juneau resident Clyde Pastursky during a traffic stop in the area of Riverside Drive and Rotary Park. Pastursky was the subject of an ongoing criminal investigation, alleging he was in possession of firearms as well as narcotics. Pastursky is a convicted felon and is not to be in possession of any firearms. As a result of that investigation, the Juneau Police Department obtained search warrants to serve on Pastursky as well as his residence. Following the traffic stop, Pastursky was detained and transported to the Juneau Police Department. Officers served the search warrant on Pastursky, the vehicle he was driving at the time of contact, and his residence, located in the 9300 block of Lakeview Court. During the search, officers located a loaded handgun in Pastursky's vehicle, and during the search of the Pastursky's residence, officers located 6 rifles, 2 handguns, seal bombs, and small amounts of narcotics, believed to be heroin and methamphetamine. While at the police department, Pastursky was told he was being placed under arrest. Pastursky fought with officers and attempted to gain control of one of the officers' firearms. Pastursky was struck with a baton, which ended the altercation. During the altercation, Pastursky sustained an injury to his face, which was treated by medical staff at the hospital. The injury was not considered to be serious. 2 officers sustained minor injuries during the altercation with Pastursky. Pastursky was taken to the Lemon Creek Correctional Center, where he was lodged on 17 criminal charges, which were 11 counts of misconduct involving weapons in the third degree, all Class C felonies, 2 counts of assault in the third degree, both Class C felonies, assault in the fourth degree, a Class A misdemeanor, resisting or interfering with arrest, a Class A misdemeanor, and 2 counts of misconduct involving a controlled substance in the fifth degree, both Class A misdemeanors.